That millions of children die each year from diseases such as diarrhea, malnutrition, and unsafe drinking water.
Every day, 27,000 children under the age of 5 die, mostly from preventable diseases and conditions.
Chairman Donald Payne of the Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Africa and Global Health opens a congressional hearing on reducing child mortality. The UN reports nearly 10 million children under 5 years old die yearly, two-thirds from easily treatable diseases. Most of the children are born in the developing world and half are in Africa. U.S. officials say the number of deaths is down in the past 20 years, and they report some recent progress, citing Afghanistan. Shortly after the Taliban fell in 2001, the U.S. Agency for International Development says one in four Afghan children died before their first birthday, and one in six of their mothers died in childbirth. USAID Assistant Administrator Kent Hill says the story is different now.
Since then, under harsh and insecure conditions, skilled attendance at birth in Afghanistan has tripled. And under 5 mortality has been reduced by 26%, saving the lives of 80,000 children per year.
But some here question the U.S. focus on HIV/AIDS funding. Representative Betty McCollum, a Democrat from Minnesota, calls for more balance.
80% of U.S.'s global health investment is for HIV/AIDS. This investment's important, but it does not reflect the global disease burden or the mortality rates in poor countries.
Former Senator Bill Frist, the retired Republican leader representing Save the Children, urges Congress to support McCollum's legislation. It would increase funding to prevent such illnesses by more than $4 billion in the next 5 years. Like others, Frist credits the Bush administration for spending tens of billions of dollars combating AIDS in Africa, but he also suggests a funding imbalance.
I think this chart does show part of that. If you look at the cause of death, in there, you see that malaria causes about 8% of these 2,000 deaths over the last hour, and HIV/AIDS caused 3% of the deaths. Although we need to focus, look at where the other 85% of people are dying.
Dr. Ann Peterson, who represents several non-governmental organizations, adds,
"We don't want to address HIV/AIDS at the expense of children."
One of the organizations Peterson represents is World Vision. The Christian humanitarian group, like others, urges Congress to spend more on child and maternal health, but also reject proposed reductions in other funding, including for HIV/AIDS. Jim Fry, VOA News.